Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings. Welcome to the DDP. I want to go all the way back today to that moment whenever grace became real in my heart several years ago, to a verse that is still one of my favorite in the entire Bible, and it's probably a favorite of most people who've had a revelation of the grace of God and His finished work. And that's Paul's great verse, 2 Corinthians 5:21, because it says so much about what Jesus took for us at the cross. It says so much about what His death provided for us. In a nutshell, it's God made Jesus to be the bearer of the sins of the world. Though Jesus never committed a sin of His own, and this was done so that everyone who would believe on Jesus would be made into the very holiness and goodness of God because of Jesus. It's truly a verse of great exchange. He is made into my sin, I am made into His righteousness. The promise is a hope and a redemption for everyone who believes on Jesus. He literally took all of your sins, past, present, future, and bore them in His body on the cross. When He was lifted up, it was so that He could be the lightning rod that drew all of the judgment against your sins into His body. John 12:32, if I'm lifted up, I will draw all unto me. And the all there is not men. That's italicized, and that's added. The all is the judgment. So if Jesus drew all of the judgment into Himself for your sins and my sins, then God is not just if He judges you for the same sins. Some would rebut, hey, Jesus covered my past sins, but He didn't cover my future sins. And I think it's pretty simple to rebut that. He died 2,000 years before you were born. Thus, He died 2,000 years before you committed any of your sins, much less the one you're going to commit tomorrow. Yet He still covered your sins with His sacrificial death. You don't need to worry about how much righteousness you perform as to whether or not that makes you righteous in the eyes of God. You see, Jesus committed no sins, and yet He had all sins placed in Him at the cross. You have committed no righteousness, yet you have all of His righteousness placed in you at conversion. He took what you deserved, you receive what He deserved. He didn't deserve punishment and death, we deserved it. We don't deserve righteousness and blessing, He deserves it. He lived the law to perfection. He fulfilled its demands so we would never again be held accountable for our failures. Look at yourself as the righteousness of God in Christ. In fact, when this revelation happened in my own life and ministry, I began every week when I got in a pulpit, I used to teach our church at the time, to say out loud, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. And I didn't want him to say it to make it so. I want him to say it because it is so. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:13, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Do you believe that Jesus bore your sins in His body at the cross so that you can bear His righteousness in you? If you believe it, you ought to say it. By putting it out into the world, you're going to let all the forces of darkness know that you are well aware of who you are in Christ. Praise God, Jesus knew no sin in His own life, but was still made sin for me. This gives me hope that though we do not know how to perform righteously each and every day, His righteousness is still at work in us. When God looks at us, He doesn't see our failures or our problems. It's not a matter of God turning a blind eye on our failures. It's a matter of Him seeing only Jesus. Paul said, Colossians 3:3, you are dead, your life is hid with Christ in God. He didn't tell you to hide your life with Christ in God. He said that it's already hidden. When God looks at you, He sees Jesus. Rejoice, guys. Rejoice in the knowledge that you are the righteousness of God in Christ. The more you become aware of this phenomenon, the more you're going to see that righteousness come out of you in every area of your life. We don't live more like Jesus by trying harder. We know who He is in us, and we let Him do the work. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.